The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Welcome to Eclectica, Eclectic Cats.
Welcome, Eclectus.
Welcome, Eclectic Cats.
Yeah, welcome everybody to the show. This is episode number 30. Is that what it is?
In Spanish.
Oh, you know all the Spanish ones. That is so cool. You've been doing very well with your pronunciation of all the
pronunciation.
Things. No, I like the way you pronounce things. what were we listening to?
We were listening to Mundi Anthobache by Punjabi MC.
Yeah, good vibe that. Good vibe. Nice bit meme-licious, that one. It's meme-licious to the max.
Please don't ever use that sentence again.
It's I'm hip and all with it. Thank you very much.
Hip deep in the funk.
I am definitely hip deep in the funk. Yeah. I'm slightly deeper because I'm quite short. well, we've got a spicy episode lined up for you.
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we're being incredibly self-indulgent with this next track because this is one of ours.
Yes,
we've not played one before. So our band is called, and we've been told quite clearly by a number of people that this is a really bad idea.
Facebook mostly.
Just yeah, so this
children.
This is a track that we did a few years back, Graham and I, with some excellent friends, and it's called Buzzword Bingo. And if you have ever worked for a project manager in the corporate sector or any kind of large scale
walking through corporate place, not to name names, but...
Oh, you should not have said that. We're going to have to bleep that.
No, I don't give a shit.
Okay, I'll bleep that.
I don't care about corporate place.
No, we can't have that.
But anyway, if you're walking through a corporate place...
Yep.
And you
please
can
insert corporate place
cut and paste that where you need it. Then you see all those cat posters, right? The classic sort of things of like... If you do this for the business, everything is beautiful for you, you know, and all that sort of rubbish. We got all angry about that.
Yeah, we did. And we wrote a song. And what we did is we took all the management speak that we could find.
Yep.
And then we just cut it all up. And then we made it into an angry project manager.
Yeah, that's right. Very cut and paste.
Very cut and paste. Yeah. Here it is. This is called Buzzword Bingo.
Are you ready, team? This is Mission Critical! Let's take this offline with a cost time analysis. Don't reinvent the wheel because it's not best practice. We need thought leaders to lay the foundations for organic, robust discussion. Emily will take the lead on this and leverage some synergies to build a cross-functional team. Let's get down to the weeds. Calendarize our golden thought showers. Just hands up. And grabbing them by the low-hanging fruit. We're turning the tanker with a gear change. I'm talking about dynamic, symbiotic engagement. Don't ping me tomorrow about disruptive technologies. I want them close the business today. What do you mean it's your wife's birthday? You can fuck her any day of the week. Which reminds me, Emily, have you calendarised those golden thought showers? Yes, hands and a pink flamingo. Forget about your Paul George and Ringo. Switch off your nut for the latest lingo.
Satisfaction through sustainable purchasing and blue sky thought processes. It's a no-brainer.
Fuck the corporate values! We gotta get our ducks in a row! What's that, ethics? I'm glad you asked me that. We'll park it for now. We need to be lean and mean. There are larger issues at stake. We're an effective team, but our business is going through a paradigm shift. We should be singing from the same hymn sheet. Trust me when I say the upcoming reductions will benefit the vast majority of employees.
Everyone loves a good, hard worker.
Bobby works on weekends, and he's got a good hand, but he knows. never keeps his promises, and I'm getting pretty tired of staying up in the middle of the night. I smell the guilt on him as he smothers me with buffers and his winter coat that he just won't take off. Bobby, where are you going? I've got work first thing in the morning. But he didn't bother answering, just turned and headed for the door. Under my bed I keep a steak knife. These kids broke in 6 months ago. I guess it made me feel a little bold. You're leaving.
That was the marvelous band Divorce, but what sounds like basically a celebratory murder track.
Yes,
Checking Out.
It's not subtle in places, is it?
No, that is my song of the week, man. I think that was phenomenal, and her voice is the glue that holds the whole thing together.
Yeah,
and like you were saying when we were chatting in the break there, it's really disparate. Like the arrangement is all over the shop. It's
all over the place.
But her voice is this amazing glue that holds it together. Yeah. And I think probably the best vocal performance I've heard in a long time. Yeah. She is so good.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, it was kind of country, and it is.
It's a country-ish voice, right? Because it's.
But they haven't tuned it. They've just let her be. You know? No. It's so beautiful.
And it's not sort of, it's not that sort of country twang where it's like a pastiche of Nashville or something stupid. It's like, well, I've got to sound like Tennessee. You know,
no, she's just chucked her entire heart and soul into that vocal. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
Feels like it means something.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And those bastards are all in their early 20s still. It's a young man's, honestly, man, like all the bands I'm listening to now that I think are really shit hot.
Yeah.
Are, well, I suppose they are because they're new, aren't they? But But yeah, they're all like 21, 22 years old.
I remember being that age and not being much good at anything.
Yeah, that's really. Right. It's like, how do you get that good that quickly? I don't know. It's so good.
Yeah, it's just talent, isn't it? Yes. What have we got next?
Well, you got some Sun Ra Orchestra. Ooh. Some Egyptian kind of...
Egyptian jazz.
Alien jazz.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is called Ramadan. Ooh. I don't know why I said it like that.
No, I don't Ramadan know. But it sounded...
It's just a
thing. Yeah,
a nice Muslim festival.
Yeah, right. But how you said it gave it some impact.
Yeah, here it is.
and your Machiavellian schemes. I know they say that you are very vain and short and fat and pushy, but at least you're not insane. Henry Kissinger, how I'm missing you. You're so chubby and so mean, with your funny clothes and your squishy nose. You're like a German parakeet. All right, so people say that you don't care, but you've got nicer legs than Hitler and bigger tits than Cher. Henry Kissinger, how we're missing.
Henry Kissinger from Monty Python.
Yes.
From Monty Python Sings.
The immortal line, you've got nicer legs than Hitler and bigger tits than Cher.
You don't hear that line anymore, do you?
He was a nasty piece of work, old Henry Kissinger. But there we go. Let's not get on to politics. We said we'd avoid that.
Yeah, no, we'll avoid that. We'll avoid that. Yes, what have we got up next then?
We've got some Buena Vista Social Club.
Oh, very nice.
Which... I still think, like, as far as introducing Cuban music to the masses, I think nobody did it as well as Raikuda did here in 1997. And he found, like, because you know the story behind these guys, don't you?
No.
Some of the people here might not, in fact, you don't. Yeah. Raikuda, who the famous slide guitarist, went to Cuba and found all these really old musicians.
Because these guys are old buggers, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're all dead now, all of them.
Yeah.
So in 1997, he went along with his son, who's not a bad little percussionist, actually, in his 20s. And they just started jamming with all these old guys. And these guys had been sort of well-known in the 50s.
Yeah, right.
And they were old dead in the 50s, you know, the same age as we are. So,
What are you saying?
He just found a beautiful old room and just recorded them singing Cuban music and then played his guitar over the top.
That's fantastic.
Anyway, this is called Dos Gardenias. And I think it was sung by a guy called Ibrahim Ferrer.
Oh, yeah.
And he was about 85 when he sang it. But what a voice. Man. What an amazing voice.
Oh, wicked.
Here it is.
Dos gardenias para ti, con ella quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida. Ponle toda tu atención, que serán tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de esos besos que te di y que jamás te encontrarán en el calor de otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán como cuando estás conmigo. Y hasta creerán que se dirá te quiero. Pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. A tu lado vivirán y se hablarán solo cuando estás conmigo. dirán te quiero, pero si un atardecer las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Es porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer.
Zero Sum by The Smile.
Nice. I am so intrigued by that guitar.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
That guitar, but
that's from Cutouts, which I think is the third record they did. I really like the first two, but I haven't listened to much of this.
They've been quite busy, because I think they started off during lockdown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. So for those not in the know, it's basically the kind of side project of Tom York and
Johnny Greenwood
from Radiohead, with a guy called Tom Skinner, who is a drummer for a British jazz band. I can't remember what they're called.
Oh, is that where he's from? Yeah, yeah. You can hear the Radioheadness, but like, there's something else going on there as well.
The Radioheadnicity.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, it's very synchronous, but not with the nicity. Yeah, it's quite interesting stuff. Like, it's not like there's a lot of layers going on there.
No.
Not like heaps, right? Not very Radioheady in that respect, but like, man, like, guitar player was tripping me out, man. I was trying to work out what sort of notes he was playing and whether there was delays on things or all sorts of... Yeah, it's very complicated. Very complicated. But I really enjoyed that. That was really cool.
I went quiet because I was looking up where Tom Skinner came from. He's from a sort of UK jazz Afrobeat experimental band called Sons of Kemet.
Oh, I've heard of those guys.
There you go.
Yep.
Anyway, it's very good. And they've got a couple of shows. They've got a couple of those Tiny Desk shows.
So they're worth checking out.
I watched a couple of those. I thought, these are very interesting. That's the thing with Radiohead is and Radiohead-adjacent bands. It's always interesting.
There's always something going on.
It's not like you've heard it before.
Yeah, we've got some Alison Krauss coming up now. And the Chieftains.
And the Chieftains, the Irish kind of... folk legends.
We had a bit of Irish last week, but we can always have some more.
Get a bit of Irish in you. Lovely.
Yes, I had some Irish whiskey that I could have brought over, I think.
You bastard.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bad person.
I'm parched, mate.
Oh, no, not parched.
My mouth's gone all claggy from lack of whiskey.
Yeah, there's some. This must be something around here.
Also, I've got shakes as well. That's not a good sign.
Oh, that's a bad sign. That's a terrible sign. I hear cocaine use is up in New Zealand, according to the latest sort of medical info.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah. Can't imagine.
It's going to get more expensive with the cost of fuel, though.
That's right. Well, we carting it over here, that's going to take a lot of fuel.
It's going to take a bit.
Unless you use an electric boat. Electric speedboat.
Oh, well, I'll leave you to sort out the logistics of that. There we go. Here we are, Alison Krauss and the Chieftains with Molly Bain, I think, or Molly Bourne.
Well, Molly something.
Molly Bourne.
Ah.
If I pronounce it like that, maybe I get it right.
Ah.
You ballocks.
Thank you.
Engine de Poitrine.
Poitrine.
I think I pronounced, like, I was like, I Engine cannot, de Poitrine. I cannot pronounce it Met enough.
It's that was a barber hotel. Now, they are like all over the socials, right?
All.
Because we've had a couple of people have said, oh, when are you going to play Engine de Poitrine?
Yeah. And Brother Russell for a start.
Yeah, and there was a little part of me that thought, I don't want to play that because everybody's playing it. And then, but the problem is, it's really fucking good.
Yes, like, it they is are the really, right thing to play.
Yeah, they are so good. And they are so, like, you must have heard of it. If you've heard of any of these shows before, that's like a natural thing for us to put on.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of a reason not to, but also...
Confound expectations.
Confound expectations, yeah. They're just so good that we felt that they should be on here.
Yeah.
And if you've not seen them and you've been living under a rock, they're a French band who dress up.
Well, they're a band from Quebec.
French-Canadian band.
French-Canadian, yeah.
And their image is something else.
Oh, it's all polka dots and like real weird alien head things. Yeah, yeah. And they start their shows with like their hands in a triangle above their heads, like they're communing with the aliens.
A bit like that Henge band we played the other day. They're also worth checking out. Yeah, they have a very interesting visual art thing going on.
Yeah. This is the thing, actually, that I... Because there's a lot of talk about them, obviously, just like you were saying, right? And there's people sort of going, well, I thought it was just all image, and I thought, oh, I'll check them out, and holy crap. And that's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
I'd seen this pop up for probably a couple of weeks, maybe, on my feed, feeding it to me, and I thought... Who are these clowns, man? What are they up to? And eventually I saw that Rick Beato, who does a lot of talking about these sorts of things, had a comment on it, and his video was about 10 minutes long. I thought, well, that's easily digestible in this modern day and age. Mm. And I thought to myself, well, I'll see what he has to say. And basically his comment was, you can stop sending me emails and messages and all sorts of things now. I'm getting like hundreds a day about this band, and you can stop. I'm going to talk about it now. Let's have a listen.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're really, really good. You know.
That's right.
Yeah. So
it's nice to see that you get your opinions from someone else, Graham.
Well, that's right. I don't know. I only just get them from you.
That's right. I feel a bit sad that we've all responded to this. Not that we're in the same, you know, ballpark as someone like Rick Beato. Oh, God, he's so wonderful.
Yes, he talks quite deeply about music.
He does.
Yes. Probably talks deeply about Glenn Gould too.
Glenn Gould, who is polarizing in the classical world because he takes pieces of classical music, which is often very heavily guarded and protected, and then just does what he likes with it.
Nice.
And Glenn Gould decided he was going to play...
Moonlight Sonata.
So Piano Sonata number 14 in C sharp minor, Moonlight. And it's supposed to be played quick, but perhaps not quite this quick, because it's supposed to be about 7 minutes long, and this is 4.5 minutes.
That's efficient. That's what that is.
So there you go. Strap in.
Beethoven versus Gould.
Strap on.
Oh, you could do that too.
Strap on for Glenn.
Thank you. is a harmless joke. There's no such thing as a gentle toke. There's no such thing as Panama Jack, who's got the crack.
Who has got the crack?
I haven't got any crack.
No, I haven't got any either.
It's not my cup of tea. I'd rather have a cup of tea. Cups of tea are my crack.
Yes. Yeah, I do like a cup of tea.
I don't want to talk about my crack.
No, well, I mean, I can talk about it if you like.
Talking about crack, the next track's called Fly Me to the Moon.
Well, we have made it to the end. And yeah, yes, yeah, it is time to fly to the moon. Apparently for at least four people who are actually flying to the moon as we speak. Artemis 2 launched today, and launched into orbit successfully, as far as I could tell. It didn't blow up.
So they're basically going to slingshot around the moon and come back.
Slingshot around the moon, come back, take some pictures. It's just Artemis 1 went last year before, I think, and it was just basically to prove they could put themselves in sort of around the moon and back again, and everything was going to be fine. And apparently this is the first time humans have been strapped to that rocket and put into space, and now they're going to the moon with it.
So they just keep pushing a little bit further each time.
A little bit further.
I should do that with my cat, because he doesn't go any further than the driveway.
Well, you can definitely strap him to a rocket.
He'd go a long way then,
wouldn't he? Oh, he would go a hell of a long way, because he's not very heavy in comparison to a human being.
He's a bit of a unit of a cat. But
yeah.
I'd imagine if you strapped into a rocket, it wouldn't give the rocket much in the way of problems.
Well, it depends
on the
rocket.
Wouldn't take as much fuel as for
No, that's true. Astronauts. That's a very good point, actually.
I don't know how good he would be at taking pictures.
Well, that's all right. You just strap it to his chest like they did with Apollo with those Hasselblads.
Or just strap a GoPro to his head.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But he'd need a lot of biscuits. He's a shitload of biscuits, man. And he's fussy as well. Some of that
so it's
got to
be the right biscuits.
Yeah, and he sleeps a lot as well. So he might be asleep during the, he might
6 days to get there. So he's got a lot of sleeping time, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's enough.
But think about it this way: if they have a if Pablo has a like an Apollo 13 sort of problem, what's he going to do?
I couldn't. I couldn't stand it. It would be awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I'd be honestly, I'd be a nervous wreck for the 2 weeks. If right. I'd be rocket.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Have a great week.
Yeah.
This is a this is the Bobby Womack version. So there you go.
Yeah, it's not Frank.
Not Frank.
Not Frank.
Yes, it's Bobby Womack.
Womack. he's a bit manky. Old Bobby. Right. Have a great week.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.